Let's go to Lori now in Oakland, California. Hi, Lori.
Hi. I just wanted to share that I went through IVF, and I was pretty lukewarm in my Catholicism at the time. And then I became pregnant, and I found out that the church is pretty heavily against IVF. But I had a daughter, and I thought, well, why should I? How can I possibly be sad for this sin? Because it brought this daughter, and this wouldn't have happened. And I was really putting my own will above God's will, but I didn't think about it that way. Mm-hmm. And then once I got my daughter baptized, I thought, okay, well, I have missed church a lot. I don't really take it very seriously, but I have a responsibility to this little person. I don't want it on me that I didn't educate her the way I'm supposed to. Mm-hmm. So because of her, I was brought back, I think, into Catholicism. And I went from being pretty lukewarm and uneducated about our faith to being pretty fervent. And I just thought that is God working to turn my sin into something that can save me and help me with my faith.
And that is so beautiful.
I am sorry for my sin, but I am also extremely grateful for this rope that I can grab onto to help me become a better person. I hope, that my daughter is also, she will remind me of, it's time to say the rosary. Like, I don't think I would have done that when I was her age, but she's really maybe a stronger Catholic than I ever was, which is surprising to me. And I just think of it as a beautiful blessing.
Yes.
But I just want to say that.
I'm so glad you called. I mean, I'm sure you're helping so many people right now who may be in a similar situation. And isn't it beautiful, Lori, how God brings good out of even the worst things that we can get ourselves into, and he brings good out of them, doesn't he?
Yes, and I really do realize that I was putting myself and my desires above what he may have wanted for me, but thank to God that I have such a wonderful daughter who's helping me now.
Yes. How old is she now, Lori?
She's only 9, but I'm really like in wonderment at how kind of a person she is. And she's just really an amazing person. And we heard you talking about First Fridays, and she said, we should do that. Because we do First Saturday. We go to First Saturdays, but she really wants us to do First Fridays. It's just a little hard because she has school. So
yeah, you have a little saint in your home. What a blessing.
She's pretty great. Yeah.
Romans 8:28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And you're seeing that in your own life, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And my husband is not religious, and I didn't tell her to do it or anything, but she'll pray for his conversion a lot. I say, okay. Good on you. So maybe she'll save us both.
Please ask her to
both. Not that.
Please ask her to pray for Patrick Madrid. I have a feeling her prayers are very powerful with God. She sounds like a great little saint.
Okay.
Yeah, and I could use some of her prayers. Believe me. Well, Lori, you've given me a gift today, and thank you for that. Thank you for sharing this powerful story.
Thanks, Patrick.
You're welcome. Thank you. How beautiful.
For more of the Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/patrick.